at the bottom of Tesvav on the base. Six lines up from the bottom, there's another two dots here. It says, Tani Rav Ovadia Kamei de Rava. Rav Ovadia said, like standing in front of Rava, is Rava's school, I assume, and he was like the, whatever he was, the Rosh Shiva, and Rav Ovadia was darshing away, and he said, V'limadatem, the Pasuk says V'limadatem in the Shema, so he, the drush is, Shiyehe Limudcha Tam, that your learning of the Pesukim, this means the recitation of the Shema, should be Tam, should be, you know, Tam means, you know, like simple and perfect and complete, meaning, Shiten Revach Ben HaDveikim, that you should put a space, a pause, between words that are like attached one to the other. Attached in terms of that, that linguistically, you know, the sound of the first word that the first word ends with is the same sound that the second word begins with, and therefore when you articulate them, they're dovuk, they're connected, and you're speaking them out. This, we spoke about before, that's the Bar Tanura is using this drasha as the makor for the Mishnah, which said diktek b'os yoseh. That's the defined diktek, remember, is being precise. Others don't learn that way, but either way, here's a din. So you have to be very careful in how you pronounce these words and giving space between words that are dveikim. So now, Ani Rava Basrei. So like, Rava now, who is standing around, he's the Rosh Shiva, sitting in the Rosh Shiva chair, like, pipes up, and he literally answers after him, meaning that he, like, you know, pipes up, that, yeah, Ravadi is right, and here's some examples to watch out for. Kagon, for example, Al Levavecha. Lamed Lamed. And Al Levavachem. And Bechol Levavacha. And Bechol Levavachem. And Esev Besadacha. Right? Base and base is the same letter, really, and certainly runs together. And Va'avaratem Meheira. So these are, and Hakanaf Pasil. Again, the Pei and the Fei, Kanaf Pasil. Etchem Me'eretz. So all these are the same story. They're the same problem. And these examples are all brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's the din. You're supposed to put space, like we said, L'chachila. Fine. Now, since we had... So, fine. So now we... A nice, I don't know... Nice piece of mussar on this point. Amar Rav Chama B'Rav Chanina. Kol HaKora Kriyishma. Anyone who reads Kriyishma, U'medaktik Ba'os Yaseh, and is medaktik in his words, and medaktik in its letters. You see, the Bar Tanura has a lot to lean on here, because you see that the connection, this is now using the word diktuk as a reference, ostensibly, to what was just said before. But I don't know if it's necessarily true. So in other Rishonim, maybe not. Either ways, if you're careful in your articulation of the Shema, right? Mitzanan and lo gehenim. They cool off gehenim for you. Shnei Mar, the Pasuk says, it's a drasha. It's, the Pasuk says, Befares shakai malachim, like with Hashem's scattering of the kings, ba, in Eretz Yisrael, tishaleg betzalmon, which means like, shaleg means is snow, so the verb tishaleg means like kind of like to whiten, and betzalmon, salmon means like a dark, scary, shadowy place, something like that. That's the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So the drasha is al tikri befares, which with the scattering, ele bifaresh, isn't like we'd say in yeshivish, bifaresh, meaning explicitly. And al tikri bitsalmon, don't read like, you know, the dark, scary, you know, shadowy place. Ele bitsalmaves, this is, salmaves is like the shadow of death, right? Salmaves, and that is a reference to Gehenna. But I walk through the shadow of death. Anyways, so, the valley of the shadow of death, I should say. In any case, so that's the same word here. The gates of us. Now, so the drasha then reads back to the pasuk saying, "Beferish shakai malachim," which I guess means if you say you're very articulate, say things beferish, you know, enunciate clearly when you say the Shema, making shakai Hashem be malachim, having like malchus being the king, because that's the point of it's kabbalas all malchus shemayim. So then, ba through that. Tishaleg, here instead of whitening, it's going to be referring to like, you know, like snow. Betzalmon, and now Betzalmeves, they will freeze over, you know, hell will freeze over for you, basically, right? They will cool down Gehenna for you. And that's the drasha. It's a little bit strange, but anyways, the Beis Yosef brings, actually, Jonathan showed it to me, Beis Yosef brings, in the name of Rav Abuav, which is the shul there, the Abuav shul there in the Tzvas. He was a contemporary. He suggested maybe that the question is like, what in the world is the kesher between saying Shema clearly and having Kerem cool down for you, whatever that means. So he suggested that the idea is just the same way a person exerts himself to overcome his hot temperedness, you know, which is like you want to rush through things, and he kind of so to speak cools himself off, you know, takes the time. Cool. I guess even in English you say, like, you know, play it cool. It means like, you know, chill out. You know, especially like slow down, don't rush it, chill out. So in overcoming his hot temperedness is sort of being chilled out, so too they will overcome reduce the hotness of Gehenim and chill it out for you. There you go. So anyways, even if you don't understand, it's probably Kedai to do it. So say Shema slow and clear.